Well, you might call it a mess of epic proportions. For years, California regulators allowed oil companies to put their wastewater somewhere they should not have, in drinking water aquifers. Yesterday, we heard about a farmer who uncovered one of these mistakes. Today, KQED science reporter Lauren Summer tells us how these errors may have harmed California's groundwater.
Go just about anywhere in the San Joaquin Valley, and it's almond trees and pump jacks, ag and oil, like two peas in a pod.
I'm proud to be a citizen of Kern County.
Mike Hopkins is a farmer here.
Kern County is one of the largest oil and agricultural producers in the world.
When I visited Hopkins' almond orchard, it was pollination season, which meant bees everywhere.
Here there's about 100 hives.
Farmers actually have more in common with oil companies than you might think. They both depend entirely on what's underground, either groundwater or oil reserves. Hopkins irrigates his trees with groundwater.
If we lose our water, we lose everything.
He's been through that. This used to be a cherry orchard until a few years ago when something happened.
Well, around 2009, we started seeing that the cherry trees were starting to burn. Something is causing the leaf to die. We had never seen it before.
So Hopkins did what any farmer would do, tried to save the sick trees. He looked for diseases, pests, and had his groundwater tested.
Up until that time, this had been probably some of the best water that we had in any of the ranches that we own.
But when he tested it, the groundwater had high levels of salt. He says that's what was killing his orchard. Hopkins started to wonder about some large wastewater tanks at the far end of his property. They're owned by several oil companies.
And I called all of them and I said, you know, I'm not looking to blame anybody, but have you had any problems with any of your facilities that may cause the water in our well to change like it did? And of course, everybody said no.
Hopkins had a good reason for asking. Oil companies in California actually produce a lot more wastewater than oil, usually pretty salty water. It's mixed with the oil underground, so when oil companies pump, they get 19 barrels of water for every one barrel of oil. Mostly they pump the water back underground through a big pipe. It's called a wastewater injection well. And normally they put the water deep down, below the zone where farmers get their groundwater. But Hopkins thinks something went wrong.
Something unnatural happened.
He filed a lawsuit against several oil companies that have wells near his orchard. For their part, they say there were no problems with their wastewater wells. The lawsuit is still in court. But Hopkins says his worries aren't just about oil companies.
It's with the regulators in that they are supposed to check and make sure that these things don't happen.
Because while Hopkins was investigating his dead trees, something else was coming to light. For years, California regulators had mistakenly allowed oil companies to put billions of gallons of wastewater into aquifers that are supposed to be protected.
There are thousands of wells spread all across the state that are potentially impacting clean drinking water.
Brianna Mordick is with the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmental group. Here's how it's supposed to work. Groundwater that could be drinkable is automatically protected by federal law. But if an aquifer is naturally too salty or not usable as drinking water, the state can allow oil companies to put their wastewater there. That means the state has to know which aquifers are protected and which aren't. But for decades, Mordick says state regulators messed up those boundaries.
It's just a pretty shocking state of affairs. I mean, just poor communication, poor record keeping. It looks like a completely broken system.
And who runs the system? The State Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources.
We understand that the public has concern about what's at stake with their drinking water.
Teresa Schilling is a spokeswoman for the division.
We all know that we have a right to clean drinking water, and we have a right to expect that our government will take care of that for us.
So why didn't that happen?
Our records weren't solid, they were missing in many cases, and it's essential that we have accurate records.
In some cases, the aquifer maps were decades old with fuzzy boundaries. In other cases, the records regulators used to make decisions were mixed up three decades ago. State files were incorrect and didn't list protected aquifers as being protected. What regulators are doing now, Schilling says, is reviewing records for thousands of these wastewater injection wells, looking for mistakes. Almost 200 wells have been shut down to date. But 6 years after the problems emerged, there are still hundreds of wastewater wells operating in protected aquifers, mostly in Kern and Tulare counties. Schilling says oil regulators are in the process of removing that protected status for some aquifers.
It's very hard to, as a government entity, to move fast. But this has been a top priority of the Department of Conservation.
The question that's left is what impact all of this has had, whether the quality of California's drinking water aquifers has been degraded by the wastewater. State water regulators are looking at that, or at least they've started to.
The testing that has been performed has been minimal, I would say.
John Borkovich of the State Water Resources Control Board says they're testing to see if wastewater is reaching drinking water wells. They've tested dozens of them within 1 mile of the wastewater wells that were wrongly permitted.
What we've discovered is that from the testing that we have seen is that it doesn't appear that there's any correlation with injection activities and anything that we're finding in the water supply wells.
In other words, no direct contamination has been found so far, he says. KQED asked oil regulators for the record showing how contaminated was the wastewater that went into the cleanest aquifers. State officials say they can't produce those records because the information is in stacks of paperwork. They also say they aren't looking at that question. Some of these wastewater wells have been going for decades. Here's the NRDC's Brianna Mordick.
We don't necessarily have good records of what the quality of that water would have been, you know, 20 years ago when they started doing this. So trying to figure out whether their actions have impacted the water is really difficult at this point.
State water regulators say they hope to figure that out in the years ahead. The risk is that they've allowed oil companies to contaminate drinking water aquifers to such an extent that Californians may have permanently lost those sources of fresh water. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.